Good morning.
Tell us about the Lincoln MKC you had.
This is their new entry-level, well, entry-level for Lincoln. I mean, it's a premium brand, SUV, basically based on the Ford Escape, which is a nice little unit. Lincoln, of course, have Lincolnified it, so it's more luxurious. It has more toys on it. And to be honest with you, I think this is the nicest Lincoln that I've driven in a number of years. Not that I've driven nearly all of them,
right.
But I really like this vehicle. It comes with two available engines. Of course, one at a time. One's a 2 liter, one's a 2.3 liter EcoBoost. The other's a 2 liter. This one had the 2.3, which was nice. Mm-hmm. Six-speed automatic transmission with paddle shifters, and the larger the engines, the 2.3 puts out 285 horsepower and 305 foot-pounds of torque,
nice.
As opposed to 240 and 270 for the other. Yeah, it's plenty. Just a very nice car to drive. It still has the Lincoln Touch interface. Face in it, which I've always had problems with, but you can just use the touchscreen and not use that most of the time. But I found that it was a nice car to drive. It was a nice car to be in. It was
right.
Fun to drive. It was practical. Had just about everything you could want on the face of the earth in it, and it came in at a total of $54,000, which might sound like a lot, but that's because there was 14 grand worth of options on it.
Wow.
Which includes the larger engine and things right. like the technology package, which is the active park assist, so it'll parallel park for you, the adaptive cruise control, forward sensing, lane keeping, this kind of thing,
right.
The usual nannies that are becoming so popular now.
For around that price, Jim, you can probably get an Acura or a Lexus SUV kind of around the same ballpark?
Sure you can, and this is going to compete head-to-head with them, and I actually think it does a pretty good job. I mean, I love the Acuras, I love the Lexi. It would probably compete, I would say, with the new Lexus NX, which I really liked. I think that's my favorite Lexus right now, too. And the
right.
Acura would be like the RDX. The RDX has a V6, and I think that might make it a little more upmarket as far as the power in that goes. But as far as equipment, yeah, they're virtually the same. I think this... I really hope this does well for Lincoln, because they've been kind of, marking time, kind of twisting in the wind over the last several years, not really having
right.
any direction.
Yeah.
And if this shows where they're heading, I'm all for it. I think it's really nice.
Did you find yourself daydreaming and talking to yourself and rubbing your fingers like Matthew McConaughey in the ads?
Yeah, but I do that in Porsches, too.
All right, let's switch gears, so to speak. Jim Bray, our live 88.5 Car Crasher. And the Subaru, it's an Impreza. It's the PZEV. What is that?
Well, the Impreza is the Subaru entry-level model now. The PZEV stands for practical or partial zero emissions vehicle.
Right.
I made a joke that it was practically zero enjoyment vehicle because it doesn't have a lot of power. But, I had this thing for a week, and when I got it, I thought, oh, geez, I really don't like this. But the more I drove it, the more I enjoyed it. It doesn't have a lot of power. It's 148 horsepower, which is actually equal to this Mazda CX-3 that I'm driving right now, but the Mazda makes better use of it. It feels like more in here.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it's kind of leisurely going. It's probably the PZEV stuff.
Right.
But it also came with a 5-speed manual transmission as opposed to the CVT, which is the other choice. So guess which I enjoyed more on there.
Yeah.
Even though every other car pretty well these days has a 6-speed manual, if they're going to do a manual, Subaru chose to do a 5-speed manual. And it's a little bit rubbery in the shifting, and the clutch is a little bit rubbery as well, but still, it beats the heck out of a CVT. And like I said, I love the suspension of this car. Driving it out with the manual transmission, if you can ignore the leisurely takeaway from a stop sign,
right.
It's actually a very nice car to drive, and it comes with just about everything you need. You can option it up, with all the nannies we were talking about on the Lincoln, and that'll raise the price up to over $30,000. Mm-hmm. But really, this thing starts at $19,995,
wow.
Which is not bad for an all-wheel drive vehicle.
Yeah. No kidding. Very good. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find written reports through live88.5.com and then click on Startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.